This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. Today's WLN Digest Minute focuses upon Friedrich Gustav Emil Martin Niemöller, an evangelical church pastor in Germany in the 20th century. We commemorate Niemöller in remembrance of his work as an activist, peacemaker, and more. Martin Niemöller died in March of 1984. Dr. Martin Nolan, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church, Evansville, Indiana, USA.
He was born in 1892, the period before World War I, in which the German nation had only been consolidated since 1870. So probably his parents would not have known the previous splintering of Germany. And in many ways, Germany was socially conservative, and that would mean that people were taught from early on to give their full allegiance to the king. The army and navy was held in very high respect. The church, it was assumed that everybody went to church, and if you didn't go to church, there was something wrong with you.
During the 1930s, as the Nazi Party took over the German government, Adolf Hitler was adamant he was in the position to control the Protestant church, and he was going to appoint the church hierarchy in Germany. Martin Niemöller stated that he met with Hitler and believed the chancellor when he told the pastor that he was going to leave the church alone. However, once Hitler made it clear that he was going to interfere, that's when Pastor Niemöller and others, like Karl Barth, became outspoken. Numerous Protestant church pastors opposed the takeover of the church and organized a rally.
With this type of attempted takeover of the Protestant church, some pastors were protesting, and they were arrested in 1937. Now, this is 2 years before World War II starts. And Niemöller hears about this, and these guys that got arrested were part of his group. So, in the sermon, he speaks out against the arrest of these men. And that was the charge brought against him, is that in his sermon, he contradicted or disagreed with an action of the government in arresting those pastors.
Niemöller became more vocal. The Nazis did not take kindly to his actions.
At that point, Hitler knew that Niemöller was his big enemy in the Protestant church. Niemöller was the leader of the confessing church. And so then they sent him back into prison to Sachsenhausen and then Dachau. And eventually they planned to execute him outside of Germany, in Austria, in Tyrol. And at that point, the war came to an end. The American or British soldiers came in, I believe Patton's army, and stopped the soldiers. And so he was saved by the American armies coming through.
After World War II, Niemöller became the president of the Protestant Church in Hesse and Nassau and signed a document acknowledging the churches had not done enough to satisfactorily resist the actions of the Nazi regime. He later became the president of the World Council of Churches and was an ardent nuclear disarmament spokesperson. You can hear more details about Martin Niemöller in the upcoming World Lutheran News Digest news magazine this weekend.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.